The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to That's Life, the most important show on The Brand. The show that I've been doing from day one, going all the way back to 6 years ago. And it seems from a week-to-week basis, the topics and the content not only get more important, but they become more controversial. I put out a tweet yesterday that a lot of people seem to not like. And I am going to read that tweet to you because there are a lot of people asking the question, where is God in all this? If there is a God, where is he? And I find that question rather fascinating because many of us have clearly, throughout our lifetimes, we have turned our back on God. God created us. God gave us life. God created us to do something great, to glorify him in his kingdom. But yet, many of us have turned our back on God. We don't need God. We could do this without God. We idolize things. We idolize money. We seek power. We seek control. We have false idols. There are things in our life that are more important than God. We are driven by the world, and the world is driven by Satan. So we turn our back on God. We say, you know what, God, even though you created us, we really don't need you anymore. We don't want to have to watch our P's and Q's. We don't want to glorify you. We don't want to bow down to our knees to you. We're going to glorify money, and we're going to glorify power and cars and houses. That's what we're going to glorify, God. So you know what, God? We're going to shoot you the bird, and we're going to say, F you. We don't need you. But then what happens? Then what happens? Something like this happens, and now those same people want to know, where is God? How could God allow this to happen? Well, you know, God asked himself the same question. How could you have allowed yourself to turn on God? How did you allow that to happen? So let me break it down for you in layman's terms. You're asking, where is God now? Because now you need God? You didn't need him before, but now you need him. After you've turned your back on him, after you've disrespected him, after you've ignored him, after you spit on him. But now, where is God? Oh, if there is a God, he wouldn't allow this to happen. Really? You ever think that maybe God is allowing this to happen to send a message? You ever think that maybe God has allowed this to happen to send a wake-up call to all those who have turned their back on him? Because let me tell you something. All of us that are born again, we're fine. We're not in panic. We're not asking where God is. We know what God wants. And God wants what he always wanted. God wants us to come home. He wants us to repent. He wants us to glorify him, glorify his kingdom, be the people that he created us to be. We all know that. So with God in the center of our lives, even through a time like this, we are calm. We are protected. We know God and we understand God. But how dare you ask, where is God, when you have turned your back on him? Now you need his help. Now you wonder where he is. You know, if you ever pick up your Bible and you read the Bible, you will see there have been points in time where the devil started getting his stranglehold on God's people. The devil started to flex his muscles. The world started to flex their muscles. People started turning away from God. And there were direct signs from God saying, I need to get your attention. You need to repent and you need to come back home. So I tweeted something out yesterday that seemed to really get under the gander of a lot of people. And what I said was, where is God? That's the question you're asking, right? Where is God? Well, let me tell you something. COVID-19 is a microism of your personal judgment day. In other words, when that day comes and you are going to be judged by God after you have spent your entire life on this planet turning your back on God, disrespecting God, not obeying God, not making God a priority, the virus is going to be nothing compared to that final judgment. If you can't handle a virus, I said, how will you handle your judgment day? You want to know where God is right now? You want to know where he is? God is front and center. And he's telling you it is time to repent. It is time to come home. God is doing everything in his power to save you from what you have ultimately brought upon yourself. And you brought two things upon yourself. Perhaps we brought this virus upon ourselves. And perhaps this is God's way of getting our attention. He's done it before. And what else have we brought upon ourselves? We brought upon ourselves what that judgment day is going to look like for you. We brought that upon ourselves. And you know, people really either they don't have a clue to the concept of heaven, or they're in denial, or they just don't want to understand, because I'm getting this question a lot. Oh, there really is a God killing all these old people? That's a God killing all these innocent and old people? Well, you know what? If you want to look at it that way, that's fine by me. That means that God is nowhere in your life. If God is killing old people in your mind, you obviously don't know God. Because for Christian people, when your time expires on this earth, which is a living hell, This earth, which is run and controlled by the devil himself, this earth that is fueled by money, greed, and power and selfishness. When you pass from this hellhole, if you are a Christian, then you are going to heaven. And all those old people that might have been in pain on this earth are now going home. They're going home. They're going to a place where there is no disease. They're going to a place where there is no death. They're going to a place where there is no hatred and there is no darkness. They're going home. They're going to heaven to rest peacefully forever. That's a bad thing. That is a bad thing. If you're a Christian person, you're leaving this hellhole to go to heaven? That's God's punishment? No, what that equates to is you don't have a clue about heaven. You don't have a clue about God. And to think God is killing you to bring you to a worse place than here, then God is nowhere in your life and you have zero understanding. You know what? I told you guys, I hate flying. Every time I go on a plane, my prayer to God is, God, if it's in your will, get me there safely. But God, if it's not in your will, and now is the time you decide you need to bring me to heaven, then that's going to be okay with me. I don't pray to God to get me there safely. If at any time God wants to take me from this earth and use me in heaven for whatever, I am ready for that and I am prepared for that because of my belief in God. Now, where I got that tweet from was I listened to a sermon yesterday from my favorite pastor, Michael Youssef, the Church of Apostles in Atlanta, Georgia. You can listen to the same sermon. I encourage you to. Just go to Leading the Way. Go to your computer, look for Leading the Way and Dr. Michael Youssef. Because God makes it clear to us where he is now and what we're supposed to do. This is Joel 2. And I'm going to read verse 1 and verse 2. So Joel 2, verse 1 and verse 2. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. Like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was in ancient times, nor ever will be to ages to come. So here God is warning us of a day of darkness and a day of gloom and a day of clouds and a day of darkness. He is warning us. It is going to spread like dawn spreads across the mountains. He is telling us what is going to happen. Now, what do we do? Why is this happening, God? And what is it that you want us to do? And here's what he says in verse 12 and 13. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. And he relents for sending calamity. So in this time of darkness and despair and no hope, God is saying, render yourself to me. Return home to me. Return home to my graciousness and my compassion. Come home. And then he's even addressing his people. He's addressing the Christian people. He's telling us what to do. Blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast, call a sacred assembly, gather the people, consecrate the assembly, bring together the elders, gather the children, those nursing at the breast, let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Let the priest who minister before the Lord weep between the portico and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where's their God? So we know where our God is, bro. We know where our God is, and we know what our God is saying loud and clear. That's where God is. You want to know where God is? That's where God is. But if God has never been in the center of your life, and God has been an afterthought, and God has been on the back burner, and God has been disrespected, and God has been paid no attention to in your lifetime, you now expect God to come and save you? Why? You've told him time and time again, I don't need you. I live in the world. And the things that are important to me are what's important in the world. Nonsense. You want me to behave a certain way and act a certain way and put other people in front of me? I don't want to do that. No, I want to put myself first. I want to make this about me, myself, and I. I want to make a lot of money. I want to live in a big house. I want to have the car of my choice. I want to control people. I want to have fake idols. I want to worship professional wrestling and wrestlers. That's more important to me. But now, where is God? Why is God allowing this to happen? Really? Can you imagine if when you were a kid and you were constantly doing bad things, would your parents allow you to get away with those bad things without there ever being any repercussions? Would he just allow it to go on and on and on and on without trying to teach you disobedience? You know, if that were the case, then they'd be pretty bad parents. And like I said in my tweet, if you can't handle this coronavirus, how are you supposed to handle your judgment in front of God? When he looks you eye to eye and he asks you the simple question, why wasn't I in your life? I gave you life. I made you you. I gave you everything. I gave you unconditional love. I gave you my only son. All I asked you to do was love me. All I asked you to do was make this kingdom a priority. But you had these other things that were more important. Do you have any idea what the wrath of God is going to feel like? Why do you think these things happen? They happen because that's not what he wants for you. He wants you to have everlasting peace. He wants you to be in heaven alongside him. And you get a sign like this as a wake-up call. Please, I created you. I love you. Come home. Pay attention. This is the time. And when I tweet that out, you're going to bombard me with hate mail. Now, let me say a couple of things. Do you really think that's going to put a dent in me? God gave me clear instructions of what he wants me to do for him. Do you really think I care about what you say and what your opinion is? Whether you want to be saved or not by God is up to you. It is between you and him. I have nothing to do with it. So when I hit you with the truth, and obviously you don't want to hear the truth because you can't handle the truth and you don't want to face the truth, all the hatred in the world is not going to move me one iota. I am saved. I publicly declare my love for God. And God wants me to go out there and let those know who are blind to him what he did for me in my life. And that is my job, and that is my priority. And all the hate in the world is not going to stop me from doing that. Those of you sending hate, 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 what are you afraid of? What are you hating on me for? You're hating on me for delivering a message that was meant and designed for you. Whether you follow that message or not has no bearing on me. If you decide not to, that's fine with me. But when I'm getting such strong hate and when I'm getting such strong opposition, I know you're afraid. I know you're afraid because you don't want to hear it, because you haven't been living your life the way God intended you to live your life. I understand that. But you can fix that. Your hate letters to me don't fix that. You fix that by making things right with God. You fix that by doing exactly what God has instructed you to do. This is how you fix it. Return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate. He is slow to anger and abounding in love. That's it. Return to him. Don't send me hate. Sending me hate mail is not going to make the decision go away. If you turn your back on the Lord, the judgment day is going to come. No matter what you say to me is going to make it go away. That's why it's up to you. And it's free and available to all of us. And all you have to say is, Father God, I am sorry. I failed you. I did not make you the center of my life. I have not been glorifying you, and I have not been glorifying your kingdom. I have taken you for granted. I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I beg of you to make things right between us. I beg of you to empty me of the poisons of this world and fill me with your Holy Spirit. I beg of you to take over my life. I beg of you to help make me the person you created me to be. I am humbling myself at your feet. I am nothing, nothing without you. Please, Lord, show me the way. Whatever it is that you want me to do while I am here on this earth, I will do. Please show me the way. That's it. That's all you have to do. If you don't want to do it, fine. But you have to understand one thing. I can get a million messages of hate a day. I'm never going to stop. This is my will for God. This is what God created me to do. This is why I went through a 60-year journey to find, God, why did you create me? How do you want to use me? Words are never going to stop that. Ever. I really do pray that while you have the time, you make things right. I really do pray for that. But I know I have no control over it. That is a personal choice. Guys, stay safe. It's for the taking right now. The question is, do you want it or don't you? God bless you, man.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.